There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Don't like to talk about the fact that I've been away on holiday for so long, Tim, do I? But
I
read so many books.
How
it was
many?
A chance to. At least six.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your favourite? What did you read?
I read a book by Andrea Levy, and she did Small Island as well. And it was set in Jamaica, and it was around the time of slavery, and it was about a woman that lived in a plantation. And it was all about her story, but it was told by the fact that her son was persuading her to tell her story. And he'd had a very different life to her, and it brought the two together. And that was really interesting, because I love reading books about the place that you're in. And
smart.
There's something
like
quite nice about that. But I read a few crime thrillers, and, you know, where people have gone missing and things like that, or children have gone missing and stuff. And I just read so much, and I got a Kindle. You inspired me to get a Kindle, actually.
Did I do that?
Because, well, you were actually talking about your wife, and you said that you have to buy her lots of Kindles.
She's on one, two, she's on the fourth.
Yeah, but you were talking about them, and I thought, you know what, I really should get a Kindle. So I read the three paperback books that I'd ordered first to get rid of the weight, and I left them in wherever I was staying. I always leave a book.
Got you.
There.
Yeah.
And if there's a good one, take one, do a swap. But and then I read the rest of my Kindle.
And how did you get on with your Kindle? I'm always interested in this, because I was always very, don't be daft, but I got to say,
I liked it. I got a paper white.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I
good
could see
one.
It in the sunshine.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
Yeah, like so that. Yes, yeah, really, really enjoyed
but there's
it.
There's a waterproof one now as well.
You should get your wife one.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about it. It was
you might
expensive.
Save yourself money in the long run. Hope she's not listening.
I can't believe that. It was just, she dropped it, and it's making its way to the bottom of the pool, and she's going,
She didn't want to get her hair wet.
Dive in! And so we were, and it didn't work.
She didn't want to get her hair wet.
That's another story. Those are weekends at the Elliots. I tell you what, we live on the edge.
Trending today.
So,
okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I am ready for trending today. I'm going to talk, first of all, about a story that we discussed with Nick Harper. It is, of course, Larry Nassar, the former medic coach for the US gymnastics team. And it's not about him, really, that's trending. The trending thing is Judge Aquilano. So Rosemary Aquilina is rather the judge. She is Ingham County judge, and she's become a bit of a viral sensation, an internet hero, you might say, for her handling of Larry Nassar's case. Basically, she sentenced the ex-Michigan State University doctor to 175 years in prison. And this was for his abuse of more than 150 victims. And I guess people around the world have taken to social media to thank her for what they sort of said as blistering statements, her commitment to giving a platform to anyone that wanted to come up and face him. And this meant there was a week-long sentencing as all these women came forward, read victim impact statements. And she became a hero, really, for sort of her grace, her behaviour. And, you know, there are lots of famous athletes, household names that came forward. Olympic gold winning gymnastics, Simone Biles, Ali Raisman, Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney. And Simone Biles thanked her on Twitter, and she said, "To Judge Aquilina, thank you. You are my hero. Shout out to all the survivors for being so brave and speaking like the queens that you are while looking at that monster. He will no longer have the power to steal our happiness or joy. I stand with every one of you. Here is just a glimpse of what made Rosemary Aquilina so beloved.
And I know I've made mistakes. I know I've let people down."
Not that one. All right, then, let's have a look at number two.
"Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant. I find that you don't get it, that you're a danger. You remain a danger. I am a judge who believes in life and rehabilitation when rehabilitation is possible. I have many defendants come back here and show me the great things they've done in their lives after probation, after parole. I don't find that's possible with you."
So, yeah, lots of praise for her, really, in the way that she sort of conducted herself and the trial, I guess, because, you know, she's handled it in terms of the perspective of the women that were involved, rather than taking his feelings. He wrote a letter saying he didn't want to hear it for the 4 days, and she said, "No chance, mate." You're going to have to listen. Anyway, moving on. The next story is about Logan Paul. We covered this while you were away, I think, Tim. It was he was criticised for a video that he took. And he's a vlogger, really popular, and he apologised. Lots of people said it wasn't good enough, YouTube, and lots of other people cut ties with him, stopped making him be able to make money from his videos. So he's taken a break, and he's uploaded a new video. And this has been viewed by 8.9 million people in 16 hours. And what he's decided to do is make a video. He's basically stopped vlogging about his daily life, and he's decided to do a video where he's talking about mental health and raising awareness. He's gone to lots of charities, he's gone to doctors, and he's sort of made a mini documentary. And this is his sort of apology. This is him asking for forgiveness. And some people have said it doesn't matter, it's too late. And this is just a little snippet of Logan Paul's video. 8.9 million views in 16 hours, though. Phenomenal.
Incredible numbers.
And I know I've made mistakes. I know I've let people down. But what happens when you're given an opportunity to help make a difference in the world?
The backlash against a social media star.
Very popular guy called
Logan Paul is in some hot water.
He's a complete and utter insensitive idiot.
Taking a break from daily vlogging.
Even he says his latest content was his biggest mistake.
I want to apologize to the victim and his family.
It's time to learn from the past as I get better and grow as a human being. I'm here to have a hard conversation so that those who are suffering can have easier ones.
So I've never been so humbled in my life by a single event.
Were you kind of shocked by it?
I was shocked to discover just how big this is.
Now, it has to be pointed out, Logan Paul's followers did go up after this disgrace, really. And he's now pledged to also donate $1 million US dollars to various mental health organisations. So he's trying to make amends. Whether you accept this or not is entirely up to you. But 8.9 million views in 16 hours is just completely insane.
It is staggering, isn't it, for a man that posts kind of pranks on, or began by posting pranks on YouTube. It was him and his brother, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he's done some, we've covered some of the songs that he's done. He was in Dubai not so long ago.
That's right.
Finally, a story. This one's had 6.5 million views in a couple of days. And this is an American boy who's called Lil James. And I've since found out that he's got his own Facebook page now, something like 200,000 followers. But I saw this snippet and I saw how many views it had had, and it's sort of gone viral. Basically, he is an American boy and he is sort of filmed doing silly things. I didn't know this, but when I first saw this clip, I thought it was quite funny. He's in the kitchen, taking no for an answer from his mother, who wants him to step away. He's sort of stood on his little child step, wanting to make some food. And the mum's not really having it, but he wants
to. Okay, well, I don't want you to cook for me.
Mama, man, don't start, Mama. Please don't start, Mama. Man, Mama.
James, I'm serious. You.
Don't touch me.
James, you're not about to cook nothing. You're not about to waste my cheese.
Don't touch me.
Hold up. Who you think you're playing with?
Mom, I'm trying to cook for you, but you think you want me to? You want me to get out?
No, but you're not about to cook. I could cook my own food.
So this goes on for some time. He's fighting over some lettuce and some cheese, and she's like, don't waste my cheese. Now, I can relate to that. I don't want anyone wasting my cheese. But
yeah, well,
he's just adorable, and he just wants to make her a snack, and she's having none of it.
He has a future as a negotiator as well. Don't touch me. It's going to be fine.
His voice is just adorable too.
Very sweet. That's trending?
That is trending.
All right then. Stories today in the music world. 1975, number one in America, was a version of a song by the Marvelettes, who had a hit with Please Mr. Postman in 1961. It was the Carpenters. It's also notable because it's the first Motown song to reach the number one position on the Billboard singles chart. That was the Marvelettes version. But I thought, let's stick the two together and see if there's any difference. One's fast, one's slow, but it's the same song.
Oh, yeah!
It just pumped it up there, didn't they?
It's good.
It's dreadful.
Please, Mr. Postman. 1986, number one in the United Kingdom. First ever Norwegian act to get a number one in the UK, and the song was this. Aha, you won't remember because you're too young, NLT. In the mid-80s when they're around, it was the videos at the time. Video to that, and then the video to all
take
the stuff they did.
Me
was
or
just
Take On Me.
On, amazing
whatever.
Stuff.
No, I know that video.
You do?
I do know that video.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Way ahead of their time. Sun Always Shines on TV. 2011, former Miss Canada finalist became the first person in the world to graduate with a master's degree in what? It could be anything, I know. This is not to put you on the spot.
Biology.
Nope, the Beatles. Master degree in the Beatles. Canadian singer Mary Lou Zahalan Kennedy, she was 53, one of the first students to sign up for the course on the Fab Four. It was launched at Liverpool Hope University March 2009. Looked at the studio sound, the composition of the songs, how Liverpool helped stage their shape their music, as well as the significance of their music and their impact on Western culture. She's got the first Masters. So I was thinking, how do you choose the best Beatles song? I mean, you really don't, do you? Because it's too subjective.
No, particularly, you know, along with the fact that I didn't realise that Here Comes the Sun was a Beatles song. I thought it was Nina Simone.
Yes.
So I'd have no chance.
We're not doing that. But I did think it's a chance to play the Beatles. So here's A Day in the Life.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
listening to that in headphones for ages. It's a headphone song. It's mad.
Yeah, there's sort of mad. A mild peril.
Mild peril is the greatest description. Day in the life of the Beatles. That's Drive Live today. Winner is Doris, I believe.
Yes, congratulations, Doris. You've won brunch for two at Bazaar. I will be back tomorrow between 6 and 10 at the Dubai Standard Chartered Marathon, the richest race in the world.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.